Thank you. Thank you. This is a comment actually that's supported by several NGOs, by several others, and it mainly concerns the first part of the paragraph. Expresses concern that the COVID-19 pandemic crisis and its impacts are disproportionately affecting population groups and so on. I was wondering that in this context, and this is also a general comment on the entire draft, the word colonialism is not at all mentioned. The DDPA clearly states that the slave trade and colonialism contributed to lasting social and economic inequalities. So this should be included here. And it also clearly talks about the issue of occupation and the right to self-determination. Also with the COVID-19 pandemic, we know that especially those people suffering from colonialism, foreign domination, occupation, denial of the right to self-determination are disproportionately affected by the impact of the pandemic, as they face restrictions already from the denial of the right to self-determination, occupation, foreign domination, and now the additional restrictions by COVID-19. So this should be absolutely included. So our proposal would be, and this does not only concern this paragraph, but is also associated with the recommendations, to add after in the second line, after the line xenophobia-related intolerance, to add and for people suffering from the impact of human rights violations stemming from colonialism, neocolonialism, foreign domination, and occupation, including the denial of the right to self-determination. And further on, we propose exacerbating existing inequalities instead of exacerbating racism and racial discrimination, because this is double in the paragraph. Thank you.